Of course, Judy Carlisle and Charlene Haller on by phone reference to the meeting for today. So on the agenda, we got the reading and approval of the minutes from the March 16th regular meeting. So I would ask if there's any discussion on those, and if not, then I would entertain a motion.
This is Charlene. There's a couple corrections that need to be made, I noted.
Okay.
There's a couple typos where the first, under the approval of the recommendation of, I think they're roof quotes, not R-O-O-D, rude quotes. That's a couple times. But on the last bullet under number one, it talks about the bid from Bell Roofing, you know, the reason why we didn't select the other bids. And it says the bids from Bell Roofing did include the guttering, but they did not include the guttering.
Okay.
So that makes a little bit of a difference. And then on down on number 10.
Yes.
And this is pretty minor, but somewhere in there, it said that we're required, where is it? The 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet point says, Greg Pittman stated, because the estimate is over $150,000, we're required by Indiana statute to hire an engineer. And I think that should be statute with another T, not statue like a...
Okay.
Like something carved outside.
Okay.
And those are the only corrections I saw that I thought needed to be made.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's no other discussion, if we could, Quinn would make a motion to approve with the statements and additions that's been presented today.
So this is Charlene. I'd move we approve the corrected minutes for the March 16th, 2020 Board of Works meeting.
Okay.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I second the motion to accept the March 16th, the Board of Works and Safety minutes with the corrections.
Okay. And all of those in favor of approval, then Mayor Craig is aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene is aye.
All right, thank you. All right, now on the next for approval that you may not have on your agendas is one is a reading and approval of the executive session of memorandum for Wednesday, March the 25th of 2020. So that is reference to our executive session that we had. And it was pertaining to receive information concerning the misconduct of an individual over whom the Board of Works has jurisdiction and discuss before determination of the individual status as an employee. That's what that meeting was about, and only about that. So I just need to, if there's any discussion or if I just need an approval for that meeting also.
This is Charlene. I'd move to approve those minutes for that meeting, executive meeting.
We'd like to refer to it as a memorandum, Greg says.
All right. The memorandum. We approve the memorandum of that meeting.
Thank you.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I second the motion to approve the memorandum.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor, Mayor Craig is aye.
Judy Carlisle is aye.
Judy Carlisle is aye.
All right, thank you. So the next thing on the agenda is going to be actually reading and approval of the executive session memorandum for Thursday, April the 9th of 2020, which was our other executive session. So if there's any discussion or not, then I would ask for approval of that memorandum also.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I would like to make a motion that we approve that memorandum.
This is Charlene Hall. I second that motion.
Thank you. All right. All those in favor would be aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene Hall, aye.
All right. Thank you, ladies. All right. Now we will move on to new business, which will be on your agenda. So number one is review request for disciplinary action, acceptance of disciplinary agreement, reference to our executive session. So I'm going to turn this over to our attorney, Greg Pittman.
Thank you, Mayor. Firefighter Mark Andrew Roberts was arrested for operating while intoxicated. What you have before you to consider today is a disciplinary agreement. It's a letter of reprimand and an agreed disciplinary action. The discipline will include a 60-day unpaid suspension that begins today. At the end of the 60 days, he would be allowed to return to work if he has his driver's license reinstated. If he doesn't have his driver's license reinstated, then his unpaid suspension would continue until he has his driver's license reinstated. So it's whichever is later. His unpaid suspension would last as long as it takes to either 60 days or when his driver's license is reinstated, whichever is later. He would also have a 2-year probationary period. If there were any issues, any failures to comply with the rules and regulations of the fire department or any other disciplinary action would need to be taken, then he's been in this agreement. It states that this is a last chance agreement. That is the extent of the agreed discipline. It's being recommended by Chief Hughes. He's in the room now, and if there are any questions or any anything that needs to be discussed, he's here to answer that, or I am as well.
Okay. Do you have any comments, Chief Hughes?
I would add that from day one, on that Sunday in February, he's manned up to it. He knows that what he's done was some pretty big, serious things. So from day one, he manned up to it. And he's been nothing but, you know, apology, you know, hates that he's put the city, plus the department in the circumstances that we're in.
Okay. Just one point for my clarification. When we talk about the 60-day suspension and then he comes back to work whenever his license is reinstated, but that is with no type of restrictions.
Correct. Yeah, there couldn't be any probationary restrictions. It has to be completely unrestricted and reinstated by the state of Indiana.
All right. Thank you. All right. Is there any other questions or anything pertaining to this agreement?
This is Charlene. Is what was sent with the agenda and everything the final disciplinary agreement? Because it doesn't read exactly that way, and it says it's what I got says it starts April 7th, the suspension starting April 7th.
No, that's not the. That's changed to April. So that first paragraph, there's an A, B, and C. And the first paragraph reads, a suspension without pay for a period of at least 60 days beginning 7 a.m. April 20th, 2020, ending 11:59 June 19th, 2020, or until Robert's driving privileges have been reinstated without restriction, whichever is later.
Then I think what was sent out in anticipation of the meeting is not the correct version.
Okay. Well, we need to get... I might be able to send it to you real quick. I think that was a version of the agreement that got amended. So
that would be the second one.
Yeah.
I sent was the 20th. I thought it was.
Yeah. We're checking, Charlene. There would have been an email that would have been sent, we thought, from Mr. Pittman with the new information on it.
Yeah, that one is different from what was attached to these. That one does reflect you just stated.
All right. The one that that Mr. Pittman sent you is the one that we are looking at to possibly approve. Evidently, the one for the agenda was not updated, evidently.
Okay, so that makes sense.
If you have the one from Mr. Pittman, then I believe that should be the, with those dates on it stuff, that would be the accurate document that we were looking at for today.
Okay, yeah, all right, thank you.
It's the version that starts the suspension today.
Correct, okay.
Okay, all right, so there again, if you need a minute to look at that, I apologize for the confusion on that, evidently, what was attached to the documents.
The only issue, this is Judy, and the only issue I had was the dates also.
Okay. All right. So if you've reviewed that and if you have any more discussion, then we'd be happy to go over that. If not, then if there's a motion to approve the document.
This is Charlene. I'd move we approve the document that was sent out by Greg, which starts with a suspension starting April 20th for the firefighter Mark Andrew Roberts.
Okay.
This is Judy, and I second the motion.
Okay. All those in favor, please advise or signify by aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene Hall, aye.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, Charlene, can you get Misty, please? It's going to take us a little time, excuse me, of course, with the separation that we're doing. We're only having people come in to present things one at a time. So it'll be just a second, and our next one will be request acceptance and recommendation of quotes for sewer lining, and that will be Misty Adams.
Hello.
Okay. Misty, we're on the request acceptance and recommendation of quotes for sewer lining.
Okay, so we have five different lines that we've listed. Southwood Drive in Edgewood. We have 12th and O, 15th and Q, Circle Court, and Mount Pleasant Road. These are areas that would be hard to dig up, so that's why we're asking for these to be lined. Southwood Drive is in backyard, so it goes from Northwood Drive to close to Edgewood Drive. The 12th and O is down the middle of the street, and it goes from 12th and O down Fairground Lane. 15th and Q is a small street. It goes from the manhole at P Street down to the intersection of 15th and Q. Circle Court goes behind the houses, and it's kind of a bluff where that one is. And then on Mount Pleasant Road, it starts at the beginning and goes down to Riley Boulevard. And those are all have driveways where the sewer line is. So instead of tearing up everybody's driveways, that's why we listed that on the schedule. So these are part of our maintenance for IDEM as far as trying to get some of these lined that have had sewer backups in the past. So there's five of them. The total adds up to $142,361.
Okay.
And that was Granite Inliner that quoted those out of Orleans.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
This is Charlene. Thank you for clarifying. I was thinking these must be sanitary sewer lines, but I wasn't 100% sure from what I was reading. So
yes.
Thanks.
And also with the lining, it does prevent inflow and infiltration. which is also part of our IDEM agreement to lower that. So, yes.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I make a motion that we accept the recommendation of the quotes for the sewer lining.
This is Charlene Hall. I second that motion.
All right. All those in favor by aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene Hall, aye.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
So we'll need you back in a few minutes.
Okay.
If you would send Brandon in.
Brandon, your turn. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I miss that one?
Yeah, number two.
Okay. All right, we'll go back to that one in just a second. All right, so we'll go to number four. Here in a minute. All right, request acceptance of appraisals for property located at 429 I Street.
So I've got two appraisals. One is from Kent Davis from Lou Allen and Associates. The second is from Kinzer Appraisals, LLC. Both are from Bedford. The property at 429 I Street, according to Kent Davis, he appraised it at $9,000. The other appraisal from Kinzer Appraisals appraised the property at $6,000. So I'm asking that have a listing price and to run an ad in the newspaper for the property to be for sale to meet in the middle there at $7,500. And I'm asking for your approval to start the ad here on Friday, run for 2 weeks.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Any questions?
This is Charlene. I was a little surprised at the variation between the two of them. I somehow expected them to not be one be 50% higher than the other. Is that common in these kind of appraisals?
Well, I looked at a previous appraisal that was up in that area that was done in 2018, and that price of that property was at $6,000 then, that we ended up selling the property for on that one. But I couldn't find the original paperwork on it. It looked like it was ran twice, so I think the price was actually dropped down to $6,000 to sell it. So it had a previous price of something higher than that. But
yeah, I think you're right. I think the appraisal came in a little bit higher than
higher,
that. We didn't get any bids. If I recall correctly.
That's correct. Yeah. On the other property there, we had the information and we took the average price, advertised it, and the property didn't sell. So at that point in time, we met with Mr. Pittman and it was discussed, and then it was ran another time at a lower amount, and then it was actually sold at that time. It varies on some of these properties as far as to the appraisals we get. I think this one is maybe a little bit more than normal, but a lot of times there is $1,500 to $2,000 difference, I believe, in some of these appraisals that we've gotten.
Yeah, so the process will be a notice will run in the paper advertising for bids at the $7,500, and then we'll open the bids at the next Board of Works meeting. So, and it has to run, like Brandon said, it has to run 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Any other questions?
Okay. No.
All right. Or if there's something else the board would recommend to be done, I mean, you can make that recommendation from that standpoint. But this is the normal procedure as far as to the appraisals, and normally we just get the two and go from there is how it's dealt with, and we average those two, of course. So if there's not anything else or suggestions, then I would see if there is a motion.
This is Charlene. I'd move that we list the accept the appraisals and list the property for sale at the average of those two appraisals at the 429 I Street property.
Thank you.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I second the motion.
Thank you. All those in favor, aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene Hall, aye.
Okay, thank you. All right, and you've probably noticed on your agenda I skipped number two a minute ago, and we're going to come back to it here in a few minutes, but for right now we're going to go ahead and go to number five, which is going to be request approval and acceptance of a personal promotion permanent status policy for the police department. And we have Chief Moore here with us.
Thank you, Mayor. In October 2019, the Board of Works approved the following promotion list: 6-month probationary status. Officer Chase Hamilton was promoted to the rank of sergeant. Sergeant Hamilton at this point has completed his probationary period and has proven capable of his new duties. I recommend the board approve this promotion to a permanent status.
Okay.
I'm asking for your approval.
Okay. Is there any questions or discussion?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. If there's not, then I would entertain a motion.
This is Judy, and I make a motion that we accept the officer. I lost my place.
That would be Officer Chase Hamilton to Sergeant.
Chase, yes, thank you.
This is Charlene. I'd second her motion for Chase Hamilton.
All right. All those in favor of the request to approve the status of Police Officer Chase Hamilton to Sergeant, signify by aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene Hall, aye.
All right, thank you. All right, if you can send Chief Hughes in.
Thank you.
Number six, request approval and acceptance of new hire Joshua Fowler, third class firefighter. We have Chief John Hughes here with us. So, John.
I'm here to ask the board for permission to bring Josh Fowler onto the department due to a retirement of Battalion Chief John Gould. Josh met all of the requirements at the local here and then went to Indianapolis, back down here with the local pension board, and then back up to the state perf, and he's passed everything. So I would just ask for the approval to go ahead and put him on the department.
Okay. Is there any questions or discussion?
No.
All right.
No.
All right. Thank you. Then I would entertain a motion.
This is Charlene Hall. I move we approve hiring Josh Fowler as a firefighter third class.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I second the motion.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Mayor Craig.
Aye, Judy Carlisle.
Aye, Charlene Hall.
All right. Thank you. All right. Can you send Misty in,
yes,
please?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to go back to number two that I skipped a minute ago. Request approval and acceptance of a community development grant income survey agreement of services, and I'm going to let Misty Adams, utility director.
So we are trying to apply for CDBG funds for our wastewater treatment plant improvements, and in order to receive CDBG funds, we have to have an income survey done. It is good for 5 years, so it can be used for us to apply for CDBG funds or any part of the city for those 5 years. Our last one was done in 2012, so it has expired, so that's why we have to do a new one. And I believe the total cost on the survey was
I have to look here and see.
$2,275. Does that sound right?
That's what we're just looking for here.
$2,275.
Yes, $2,275. And this was the same firm that did it for us in 2012. I believe it's Key Research. Mm-hmm. Yep, key research. So right. We have to have that done in order to be able to be looked at for the grant. Yep. Or loan, I would say. Yeah. However they do it, whatever they come up with. We hope a grant. So.
All right. Any other discussion or questions on that?
No.
Okay. If not, yeah. I would entertain a motion.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I make a motion that we accept the Community Crossings Grant survey agreement and services for our income survey agreement and services.
For the CDBG grant.
For the CDBG grant. This is Charlene. I second that motion.
All right. So all those in favor signify by aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye. Charlene Hall, aye.
All right. Thank you. So now we're going to jump back down to where we were at, and we're going to go ahead. And number seven is request approval and acceptance of engagement letter for Barnes Thornburg, reference bond council services. Misty?
So in order to apply for an SRF and have the actual bonds issued, we have to have a bond council. This quote was from Barnes and Thornburg, which we have used in the past for our ban notes that went to bonds. And this would be out of the sewer. And I believe that quote was
$37,750.
And we do have to have a bond council in order to do the SRF loan.
Okay. Is there any other questions or discussion on that?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. If not, then I would entertain a motion to approve.
This is Charlene. I'd make a motion that we approve the letter of engagement with Barnes and Thornburg as bond counsel for the sewage works revenue bonds. This is Judy Carlisle, and I second the motion.
All right. And all those in favor, aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye. Charlene Hall, aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, if you can send David in. Mm-hmm. Now, we will move on to number eight, request approval and acceptance of the NDOT Community Crossing Local Roads and Bridges Matching Grant Agreement between the Indiana Department of Transportation and the City of Bedford. We have our new street commissioner, David Flynn, here.
Hi, everybody. Yes, we're just wanting to request approval for between the NDOT and the City of Bedford for that community crossing grant.
And I believe you all have that document in front of you, reference to the 50% match. It's got the purpose of this grant agreement is to enable the state to award $218,476.27 is the amount of the grant, and of course that's a 50% match. That then the city would come up with that also reference to the grant. So, is there any other questions or discussion? If not,
no.
I would entertain a motion.
This is Charlene. I'd move we approve the contract for local roads and bridges matching grant agreement between Indiana Department of Transportation and the City of Bedford for the 50% cost of the project with a total of $218,476.27. This is Judy Carlisle, and I second the motion.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye. Charlene Hall, aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll move on to number nine, approval to sign the claims.
This
If there's not any discussion on those, then I would entertain a motion.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I make a motion that we pay the claims.
And this is Charlene Hall. I second the motion.
All right, thank you. All those in favor, aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene Hall, aye.
All right, thank you. Now we will move on to discussion. Do either one of you have any comments or discussion?
This is Charlene. I don't have any.
This is Judy, and I don't have any.
Okay. I just want to put it on the record, so also for the news media, that we're the minutes from this meeting we're going to post on our website for people to be able to listen to and be familiar with what has taken place. Reference to what we're dealing with as far as our distancing and so on. I also want to just briefly reference to Resolution 2-2020 that we did back some time ago, giving me the authority to do some things within that resolution. I'm supposed to update you. I just wanted to mention to you that there was a few employees that were moved to a couple different job positions for a short amount of time to help with some issues. And there were also some work schedules as far as to some time off that was altered somewhat. At this point in time, everybody is working. However, we are looking here in the near future of addressing some issues as far as to our Parks Department, how we're going to be handling those. And depending on how those are handled, then there may be such a time that I may be trying to move some people around to some other job duties to accomplish some tasks and go from there. So I just wanted to give you a brief update on that. And if either one of you have any questions, I would be happy to answer those pertaining to this issue.
This is Charlene. I don't have any questions. Thanks. You guys are doing a great job during a really tough time with the COVID-19 issues.
Okay.
This is Judy Carlisle, and thank you for all that you are doing for our community.
All right. If there's no other discussion, then I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
This is Judy Carlisle, and I make a motion to adjourn.
This is Charlene Hall. I second that motion.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all very much. All those in favor, signify by aye. Mayor Craig, aye.
Judy Carlisle, aye.
Charlene Hall, aye.
All right. Thank you very much, and please stay safe.
You too.
Thank you. You too. Bye.